Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Kansas City, Missouri. I'm waiting on the NFL draft just like everybody else. I'm going to be there at the NFL draft. I'm going to be broadcasting live during the draft with my main man here from CBS Sports Radio, Zach Gelb. Hey, Perloff is going to join us too for all my afternoon folks. We'll have a good time. Just a bunch of guys sitting around outside, NFL draft, with a table, hanging out with the fans. It should be fun. Make sure you stay locked in tomorrow night here on CBS Sports Radio. We got you covered. Me, right now, tonight, I got you covered for the next 3 hours. I've been here already for 1 hour. I get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm in Kansas City, coming to you live from New York City is super producer and host Dave Shepard. And of course, we got a busy night. An hour from now, go ahead, count it. An hour from now, I'm going to give you a new top six list in honor of the NFL draft. We're going to specifically take a look at quarterbacks. We're going to take a look at quarterback busts. Quarterbacks who were expected, who were hopefuls to turn around or help turn around a franchise, and they didn't do any turning around. They had to turn them around and walk them out the door. So a top six list of quarterback busts coming here in 1 hour. In a few minutes, this hour, we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers, the latest addition to the New York Jets. Looking at that man in a New York Jets jersey, a New York Jets hoodie, a sweatshirt, a polo is just like, well, am I in a Twilight Zone? Aaron Rodgers is a New York Jet? Wait till you hear some of the reasons why he chose the Jets. It's still real difficult to believe. We just heard from Ime Udoka right before the break. Ime Udoka, officially the newest head coach of the Houston Rockets. I will not make any jokes about his infidelities. And then also, it's been a big basketball night already. So right now, this minute, the Heat and the Bucks, they're coming out of halftime. The Bucks lead 69-63. The Milwaukee Bucks trying to stay alive. We know the Miami Heat, they're currently up 3-1. They are trying to eliminate the Milwaukee Bucks. Also, this series, or this game in particular, they are heading into halftime. We got the Kings, we got the Warriors. There's about 4 minutes left in the first half. They are tied up at 50. This is going to be just a bloodbath. The series is currently tied at 2-2. We know about Draymond Green and his nonsense. Draymond Green is just a complete nut. He came off the bench again this game. And also, De'Aaron Fox, we know he is playing with a broken index finger on his shooting hand, and it's not slowing him down. He has 15 points on 6 of 11 shooting. And so we'll keep you up to date with those two games. But we also have two other games that have gone final. We talked about it last hour. Congratulations to the New York Knicks. They beat the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight in Cleveland, 106-95, to win their series 4-1. The New York Knicks have not advanced in a playoff series since 2013. That is a decade ago. A matter of fact, the Cleveland Cavaliers, they were just soft. They might as well have been 10 years old. They were out-rebounded by the New York Knicks 48-30. Some bad news for the Knicks, Julius Randle went down once again with an ankle injury, but Brunson had 23. Barrett had 21. Obi Toppin helping to fill in for Julius Randle. He had 12. Mitchell Robinson had 18 rebounds, 11 of them the offensive variety. RJ Barrett, he was standing next to his teammate Josh Hart, and he said, "Yes, I'm excited to win this series." This is what RJ Barrett told Madison Square Garden Network.
"Man, it feels great. You know, we fought all year long. I mean, we just been playing hard as a team, you know, and then getting this guy right here was huge. So, you know, we're happy and, you know, more basketball to come."
More basketball to come. Okay. Is it going to be against the Bucks? Is it going to be against the Heat? Doesn't matter. The New York Knicks are going to be there. And Donovan Mitchell, who had 28 points tonight, but has been inconsistent in this series because of the Knicks' defense. One game, 11 points. Another game, I think he had 17. He opened a series with 30-plus. It's been tough. Donovan Mitchell says he has to be better. This is what he said.
"I don't feel like I was the player I needed to be for this group. That's what's going to keep me up at night is just I've done it all year. You know what I mean? So I just didn't deliver, you know, like I'm expecting myself to and my teammates and everybody expects me to. And like I said, I take that upon myself, man. Like, I got to be better. And, you know, everybody hates when I say that, you know, in the locker room, but it is what it is. You know, ultimately, I got to be better for my guys."
Yeah. What a leader. Yeah, because the rest of your teammates, they sucked. Darius Garland, good for him. He had 21 points, but he fouled out. He was one of 12 from downtown. And then you got the two giants on the team, Jared Allen and Evan Mobley. They combined for only 10 points and 13 rebounds. That's what they combined for. Jared Allen had 4 points. Mobley had 6. Meanwhile, you got Mitchell Robinson on the other side for the Knicks. He had 18 rebounds and 13 points by himself. Cleveland Cavaliers got 2 7-footers and they're still soft. Come on, get it together. Meanwhile, congratulations to the Knicks. Congratulations to the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies were able to stay alive. They went on a big run at the end of the game, and the Memphis Grizzlies, they stay alive at home in Memphis against the Los Angeles Lakers. The final score there, the Memphis Grizzlies 116, the Lakers 99. Desmond Bane, 33 points. Ja Morant, 31. LeBron James, oh, he had a poor game following that 2020 game a couple of nights ago where he embarrassed your main man, Dylan Brooks. LeBron, 15 points, 10 rebounds. Not a LeBron game. Anthony Davis leading the way, 31 points and 19 rebounds. This is a good version of Anthony Davis, even though, of course, yes, there was a point in time he was walking gingerly and holding his hip. And D'Angelo Russell, he sucked tonight. 11 points. Ja Morant, after the game, he was asked by TNT, Ali LaForce, "Hey, y'all played at home. Why you ain't quit?"
"You know, it's our home floor, home crowd. You know, we feed off their energy. And, you know, every time we, you know, play in this building, they bring it every time for us. You know, give us the energy we need to, you know, go get a win. And this pretty much, you know, who we do it for, you know, outside of, you know, ourselves, the team, the organization, our families, you know, our fans is, you know, very important to us. So, you know, coming out here and, you know, protecting home floor is, you know, something we take pride in and, you know, something, you know, we plan to continue to do."
Congratulations to the Grizzlies. I must tell you, if you're like me and you can't stand Dylan Brooks, even though they won, he had a garbage game. Dylan Brooks, 8 points. 3 of 15 shooting. I hope this guy sucks forever. I hope he's a free agent. I hope he gets sent to Siberia. Anyway, that's just me. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers momentarily. It still sounds crazy. Listen to this, folks. Aaron Rodgers, New York Jet. It's weird as hell. 855-212-4CBS. We got a caller here. His name is David. He's originally from right here in Kansas City. He resides in Portland, Oregon, and he wants to talk to me about barbecue and food. And so, David, let's try to make this brief here. I know there's a lot of folks visiting Kansas City. If you look at my social media, at JR Sport Brief, you saw I was hanging out with a KC Wolf, the mascot of the Chiefs, even though he looks like a gigantic rat. That's at JR Sport Brief. You see me with a huge rat. But let's talk to David. He's here from Portland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Hey, JR, and great talking to you. Thanks again for taking my call. I want to clarify, I actually moved to Kansas City from Philadelphia. I lived there for 10 years, and my family moved there when I was 10.
Nice.
So I have a little sense of Andy Reid and the Chiefs and those as well. And I moved to Kansas City, and we heard about barbecue. And it's a matter of debate. Kansas City has a good argument for being the best barbecue place. One, as I said, about the Federal Reserve and the stockyards and the commodity exchange. Kansas City has always been a cow town. So in many ways, it was kind of invented there in the early 1900s when they were processing meat.
There's a farm right next to the airport full of cows. Yes, correct.
Yeah. So that's a part of it. But there's a lot of barbecue to get around. But the recommendation for food, though, is for pizza, which is a little under the radar. So this pizza place is on 55th and Main. And it's called Minsky's. And it opened in 1975 the year we moved to Kansas City.
Okay.
I became a Chiefs fan. Listen to this,
right.
JR.
Okay.
The year after they won the Super Bowl, way back when. And I rooted for them. And they never won anything until 2020. It was the biggest day for me. So I'm a big Chiefs fan and an Eagles fan, too. And had the playoff pain of being
a
Chiefs fan for 50 years.
Well, you are going to be a winner regardless. Hey, David,
the place is Minsky's Pizza.
Okay, Minsky's. Okay, I'll take a look. I don't know if I'll make it, but I'll certainly look into it. I appreciate you, David.
Enjoy Kansas City, the city of fountains.
Yeah, I've been here before, David. I'm not foreign. Thank you, man.
Bye-bye. Take care.
All right, cheers. Yeah, the last time I was here, I was hanging out with Bo Jackson. Yeah, that's what I do. That's how I roll. Do you hear that, Shep? This place is known for barbecue. You telling me, I know this for a fact. It's all anybody ever talks about, barbecue.
You realize
in
you're
the
wrong
fountains.
About one thing, right?
Is what?
You realize you're wrong about one important detail, though, right?
What?
Bo Jackson hung out with JR, not JR hung out with Bo Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't, okay, sure.
He's still throwing out first pitches. I get it, but I mean, you know, this is not exactly JR's being chopped liver here.
All right. Yeah, me and Bo Jackson. Me and Bo Jackson. How was the proper English? Bo Jackson and I?
You are correct.
Yeah. I ain't got time for perfect English. I can speak it. I can talk a whole lot of damn good English. I don't feel like it. For what? I'm sitting here just having a good time talking about sports.
Greatest athlete of all time, by the way?
Bo Jackson? Because
yep.
Bo did everything, right?
Is he what? Pound for pound the greatest athlete to ever live?
I don't know. Yeah, probably because next thing we're going to get phone calls from about Olympians from 100 years ago.
Well, he was a Royal. I'm almost positive he played for Kansas City. He was an
All-Star.
Yeah,
he did.
He was an All-Star, I believe, right?
That's why I was here. That's why the last time I was here, I was talking to the guy.
Got it.
I didn't just come to Kansas City and just out. I was here in Kansas City for the All-Star game. I want to say that might have been, and I don't care, so if you want to send it to me, that doesn't matter to me. I think it was 2015. I could be wrong. And I was here, and there were fountains, and there was barbecue, and Bo Jackson. I went to the game. I hung out with mascots. I went to the All-Star game and had a good time.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, so, yeah, Bo Jackson, we know he's one of the greatest athletes of all time. I mean, it's just, that goes without saying. If he didn't have a busted-up hip, God knows what else he would have gone on to do. But as you can ask Kawhi Leonard, who has a torn meniscus in his knee, by the way, it ain't easy playing sports. It's not easy for Kawhi Leonard just to play one damn sport. So, yeah, Kawhi has a torn meniscus in his knee. It doesn't matter at this point right now because we know that the Los Angeles Clippers last night, they were eliminated from the playoffs by the Phoenix Suns. And who knows when we see Kawhi. There are already conversations about him quitting. Shep, did you ask me last night about whether or not, like, Kawhi should go away?
Should he consider it? Yes.
Yeah, you did. And that continued to permeate today. People say, oh, he should quit. He should leave. Why that man gonna leave? He got all this money coming in. Why give it up? I'd be rehabbing too for $40+ million a year. I ain't going nowhere. All I gotta do is show up, rehab, and maybe play basketball and know that I got another $100+ million coming. Who wants to quit? Nobody, not me. It just sucks for Kawhi Leonard. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame. It doesn't matter. If he retired today, he'd go into the Hall of Fame. He's already on that top 75, 76 list of greatest NBA players ever. And I hope things can work out for Kawhi Leonard. I'm not all that confident, though. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of hanging them up, speaking of going away, speaking of calling it quits, Aaron Rodgers has had that opportunity for the past several years. He's going to have that opportunity for the next year or two with the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers showed up to the Jets facility at Florham Park in New Jersey. He had a Jets jersey. He had a Jets polo. He had a Jets hoodie because Aaron Rodgers is a New York Jet. He spoke to the media. Why did you join the Jets? How long will you be a Jet? What's up with your communication or lack of communication as you made your way away from the Green Bay Packers? We're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't you move. I'm coming to you live from Kansas City.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Longtime listener, huge fan. Oh, my God. I'm so flabbergasted. I even got on. I'm always driving home from work when I hear you. I just want to call and talk about the game tonight.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The Warriors and Kings, they're at halftime. The Warriors lead 60-56. There's about a little less than 5 minutes left in the third quarter between the Bucks and the Heat. The Bucks lead 89-81. 91-81 now. The Milwaukee Bucks trying to stay alive, moving their series to 3-2 against the Heat. The Heat trying to come back in this game and knock them out. We'll see what happens. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, we were talking about some changes here. Ime Udoka is now the head coach of the Houston Rockets. And then the largest change, I would say, in the sports world today is the fact that Aaron Rodgers, it is official, Aaron Rodgers is a New York Jet. Sounds odd, right? But he is. And so not only did he take his physical, not only did he arrive in New York last night and wake up and hang out with the Jets today, Aaron Rodgers said he's going to spend the rest of the offseason between now and July, now the rest of the year, in New Jersey, getting acclimated to his teammates, his coaches, etc., you know, getting up to speed. And so Aaron Rodgers, speaking to the media, he was asked, hey, why the hell did you pick the New York Jets?
You know, I'm an old guy, so I want to be a part of a team that can win it all. And I believe that this is a place we can get that done.
Oh, okay. He continued to go on about how the New York Jets took on the Packers. And the Jets smashed them 27-10. There's another reason that Aaron Rodgers is with the New York Jets. Their offensive coordinator. He sucked as a head coach of the Denver Broncos. His name was Nathaniel Hackett. But he was the OC with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Nathaniel Hackett said that they were like brothers. Aaron Rodgers is like, that's my family. That's my brother. And Aaron Rodgers said, yeah, Nathaniel Hackett being here, oh, that's a big reason why I'm a New York Jet.
A big reason I'm here, I got to mention, is Nathaniel Hackett, who's here. Hack and I became really close friends for three years in Green Bay. And I love him like a brother. And I believe in him. And I'm really happy to be back working with him again.
Oh, that's sweet. It's like a family affair. Good for Aaron Rodgers. He continued on. The New York Jets, if you're not familiar, well, you probably know this already. The New York Jets have sucked. Now that the Sacramento Kings are back in the playoffs, the New York Jets in North American professional sports, the New York Jets now have the longest streak of not making the postseason of any pro team here on this side of the world, okay? The New York Jets have not been to the playoffs since the 2010 season. That's when Mark Sanchez was able to go to an AFC championship game despite being a mediocre-ass quarterback. And that's when Rex Ryan was with the Jets and he was loving feet. That's the last time the New York Jets were good. Shame. Aaron Rodgers, he walked through the facility. He looked at their one Super Bowl trophy from 1968 to 1969. Aaron Rodgers said that trophy looks lonely. And he says, oh, yeah, if we can win a title here in New York, this is going to be a big deal.
The opportunity to be a part of something special here, it's different. You know, it's similar to Green Bay in that way. When you win in a city like Green Bay, well, I assume, for a team like the New York Jets, you go down in history, and there's something special about adding that to your legacy.
Aaron Rodgers has no idea, no idea what it would be like if the New York Jets won a Super Bowl. He has no idea. He cannot comprehend it. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers has even been down Broadway in Lower Manhattan. I have no idea if he understands what the streets would look like. I have no idea if he understands how his legend would be cemented. He has no idea. Aaron Rodgers did tell everyone, even on social media, how much he appreciates the fans in Green Bay. Not the organization, the city, his teammates, the fans. And we know it wasn't the smoothest transition out. The Green Bay Packers wanted to give Jordan Love a look. Later on this year, during the course of the New York Jets season, Aaron Rodgers is going to turn 40 years old. Does he still got some game left in him? Yes. We certainly heard the rumors about how the Packers couldn't even get a hold of Aaron Rodgers, you know, after his wellness retreat, his darkness retreat. Aaron Rodgers said, that's a lie. Lie detector says that's a lie. Aaron Rodgers said, all they had to do was FaceTime me because I got bad reception in my house. Yes, Aaron Rodgers has a nice house, but his reception sucks. He said they should have FaceTimed him. Okay. Aaron Rodgers, he talked about how things ended with the Green Bay Packers.
Somehow, you know, what the direction they wanted to go as far as they couldn't get a hold of me, which led for this to be the case. My point was, if there was a change that wanted to be made, why wasn't that told to me early in the offseason? Now, obviously, my future was undecided at that time. I didn't know if I wanted to keep playing. I wanted to go into my darkness retreat and sit with it and contemplate. But when I came out, it was evident that it was retire or move on to a new team.
Okay. I think everybody is telling the same story here, but different versions of it. The Green Bay Packers were ready to move on from him. He didn't know what the hell he was doing. He was also ready to move on, and boom, here we have it. I mean, he was worried about his position from the minute that they drafted Jordan Love. So what are we bitching about? The Green Bay Packers got Jordan Love. They have a New York Jets number one draft pick potentially, or first round pick next year if Aaron Rodgers stays healthy. And then, hey, Zach Wilson, how he's feeling? What's Zach Wilson doing? Is he having a nice dinner with his family? Are they trying to pat him on the back right now? Is he waiting on Aaron Rodgers to sprain a knee? Hopefully not, but Zach Wilson, somebody give him a hug.
Your tweet about where's Zach Wilson in that hug, you know, sequence, that was hilarious, by the way, JR.
Yes, the New York Jets decided to tweet out a video of Aaron Rodgers and head coach Rob Saleh embracing, giving each other one of these big old high fives. And I just wanted to see the high five where Aaron Rodgers gives Zach Wilson a big old hug. Where's that? This is the same Zach Wilson who, when he found out he was going to have competition in the offseason, I guess he thought it was going to be Mike White. This Zach Wilson said, I don't know who they're going to bring in, but whoever comes into the New York Jets, I'm going to fight his ass each and every day to have the job. We know that ain't happening, bro. The only way you playing is if Aaron Rodgers breaks a hand. And even if he breaks a hand, they may send him out there and say, hey, throw it your foot. Zach Wilson was throwing the football to the other team. Oh, that actually reminds me. 30 minutes from now, I'm going to give you a top six list of some of the biggest, or not some of the biggest quarterback busts that the NFL has ever seen. Here's a teaser, folks. Zach Wilson, not on the list. He's not there. I'm sure you can think of others who would be on the list, but Zach Wilson is not there. And I hope his mommy is giving him a bottle and a lollipop to calm him down, because Aaron Rodgers took his job until he decides to retire.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you. I'm grateful for your brand of sports talk. You are the best, and I appreciate you keeping us entertained, informed with your hard-hitting and beautiful style of sports talk.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. What a busy night. At the top of the hour, I'm going to bring you a new top six list. We're going to talk about some of the biggest quarterback busts that the NFL has ever seen. We know tomorrow the NFL draft will go down. You can lock in here to CBS Sports Radio. Zach Gelb and I will be live during the NFL draft. And we're going to be taking a look through all the picks, all of the, I don't know, maybe there'll be some trades. You know, what quarterback goes here? Who goes first? And you know, who falls down the draft board? I remember being in Vegas last year with Zach, and it's just like, well, damn, when is a quarterback going to be selected? And then how far is Malik Willis going to continue to fall? And so do we expect that tomorrow? Hell no. Don't expect that tomorrow. So we'll give you a top six list. NFL quarterback busts here in 20 minutes. Tomorrow, Friday, we'll be live from the NFL draft in Kansas City. Live going on right now. The Warriors are beating the Kings 76-68. The Bucks are beating the Heat 102-94. We'll keep you up to date as those games continue on. Right before we went to break, we talked about Aaron Rodgers, the latest New York Jet. He spoke with the media, nothing crazy, nothing out of the ordinary. He didn't touch on anything controversial. It was all football. Aaron Rodgers is just like, yeah, I'm here with the Jets. I hope we can win. We got a good team. I'm not the savior. I'm just here to do my part, and I feel that we can win. And so pretty boilerplate. If Aaron Rodgers can maintain that all year, then good on him. Just I'm not certain that he'll be able to do so. We have some other NFL news regarding Chase Young and Joe Burrow. I'll share that with you momentarily. Let's go to the phone lines. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go up to Nova Scotia and let's talk to Mark. Mark, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What is on your mind?
Hey, JR. I hope you're having a good time in KC. I've never been, but I love those KC-style ribs, so I hope you're able to have some this weekend.
I'm going to have some ribs on your behalf, just for you.
Much appreciated. I wanted to talk about the situation with C.J. Stroud today that came out with this, I call it a stupid test.
Yeah,
I don't know what the test is.
S2. Yeah, we talked about that last night, yeah.
Yeah, and I must have missed the conversation about that last night, but you know, I'm just thinking that these like tests are getting absolutely out of control. Between that and the other tests in the combine and the personal questions. I know you went into that a bit, I think, a few weeks back, like the ridiculous personal interviews and everything like that. I just think it's absolutely wild. Like, I mean, he's apparently had like 18% or whatever.
Correct.
Anyone who's seen C.J. Stroud play the last two seasons knows his cognitive acuity on the field is amazing. He adapts really well. I just think things are getting completely out of control, and I just was wondering, like, imagine if they had that kind of screening 18 years ago. Aaron Rodgers, they would have been like, we can't draft this guy. He's nuts.
Well,
you know
I think a lot with Aaron Rodgers has progressed over time. People change.
Well, maybe, but I mean,
yeah,
but maybe,
I get.
But yeah, well, go ahead.
Let me fill people in on the exam and then kind of just reaffirm some points. I appreciate you, Mark, for calling from Nova Scotia. Okay.
I appreciate you too, JR. Take care. Bye-bye.
No doubt about it. So the test that Mark is referring to is the S2 exam. And we talked about this last night. It has replaced the Wonderlic. And it doesn't matter if it's a Wonderlic exam or you want to call it the S2 or K2, or maybe not K2. The last time I checked, K2 was like a synthetic marijuana. But it don't matter what you call the test. They're asking these NFL players just ridiculous questions. I remember, and we played this last night, Derek Brooks was talking about the Wonderlic exam. And it's just as if one apple is on the floor and two apples fall from a tree. How many apples are on the ground? Shep, think fast. How many apples are on the ground?
I remember it being heavily slighted towards math.
If you're in a car and you're at a light, do you want to be the first car or you want to be the last car?
It was like if one apple fell from a tree, another apple, two other apples fell from another tree, how many apples on the ground? Three.
Shep, you cheated. You cheated.
I know, but I just felt like I'd rather hear from Strahan, the guy who got fired from the Colts, and then Brooks.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Saturday doesn't have a name anymore, right?
I love how... initially, we were going to read it out as all-time NFL great. Now he's turned into the failure head coach.
Now he's failure head coach. Yeah, that's what happens. He should have stayed his ass at home.
Something tells me you don't like the this new test that replaced the Wonderlic, JR. I just have a hunch.
Can you hit the quarterback? Yeah, can you do it? Can you throw a touchdown? Yeah, can you do it? How many more tests do we need? Like, come on, you don't need no damn test. Everything is about experience, man. And can you get the job done? I ain't take no test to sit here and be a radio host. I ain't take no test to be a sports broadcaster. I didn't take any tests to be on television. I didn't take no tests. I learned, I watched, I had experience, and I did it, and I can do it. Come on. If you gave me a test right now, I might fail. Shep, give me a question. Come on, think of something on the fly. You're a smart guy. Come on, think of something.
5 times 5.
36.
Yes. Minus 11.
Who?
No, 5 times 5 is 36 minus 11 is then the answer to 5 times 5. So I was trying to... Yeah.
See, I can't even think fast, and here
everybody,
I am.
Everybody knows you could do 5 times 5 in a nanosecond if you wanted to.
I haven't...
You could.
I haven't done my times table since, I don't know, along kindergarten, right? Now when they do times tables.
So, JR, essentially yes. What you're saying is the test is how
stupid.
This guy was the closest to beating Georgia of any team this year, if not for a botched field goal attempt. C.J. Stroud would have been the national champion. Obviously, we know what happened in the college football playoff semifinal. And that should be the real parameter and test of how he would do in the NFL. Fair?
Yeah, absolutely. The man only got beat, as you mentioned. He only got beat by Georgia. He got beat by Michigan. I think what speaks much more louder than any stupid-ass S2 test is 41 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. Like, sign me up for that. And to go from Mark from Nova Scotia, so this S2 test, here's a little bit more details. It's a cognitive test. It replaced the Wonderlic. There are 9 segments to the stupid thing. It's supposed to gauge your ability to solve complex decisions. It's supposed to see whether or not you can improvise. Well, what is me sitting in the classroom answering questions about apples and trees? I don't care if it's the Wonderlic or the S2. What does it have to do if Sapp or Strahan or Brooks or Reggie, or Lawrence Taylor? What does that have to do with me filling out a bubble on a stupid Scantron? Like, let's think about this outside of football. There are some people who can do amazing on a test. There's some people who can sit down in front of a test and fill out multiple choice, and then when you put them in real life scenarios and situations, they suck. Because all they did was memorize the answers. They memorized, the formula. But then when it's time to apply that to the real world, they can't do it. They can't think on the fly. They can't run on the tip of their heels. They can't. And then you got people who just go out there and they live in life, and they can get the job done, and they know how to move on a whim. They know how to make things happen. And so, I think we've experienced this, and you don't got to be a football player to understand what I'm saying here. Taking a test isn't everything. And for football players, ask them about damn football. We got enough technology. Put them in a video game and see if they can do it. Strap some of these little motion capture balls on them and put them in a room like it's X-Men, like it's the war room or whatever the hell they called that thing. See if they can really adapt to potential scenarios on the field. And so Bryce Young took this test, C.J. Stroud took this test. He got an 18, okay? That sucks, especially when you think about Bryce Young. He got a 98. Anthony Richardson got a 79. Will Levis got a 93. Hendon Hooker got a 46. And C.J. Stroud got an 18. Now, do some math. What's greater and less than that? Everybody did better than him. That's poor. If I gave you a test and said, hey, the highest score you can get is a 100 and you handed it back and you got an 18, you'd be like, man, I suck. Back to the drawing board I go. And so let's see what happens tomorrow with C.J. Stroud. It just stinks that you have this information leaked. Who's leaking it? The teams who get the information. Why are they leaking it? Maybe they want him to fall. Maybe they're actually in love with his football smarts, and they want to utilize his test score to hope that he falls down to them in the draft. There's a bunch of reasons. It's crazy. I remember Laramie Tunsil a bunch of years ago. I was sitting in Chicago. I was sitting at a Jack Melnick's corner tap, and I'm watching the draft, and all of a sudden Laramie Tunsil is popping up on the screen, and he is falling down the draft board because he had a gas mask on, and he was smoking that gas, okay? Nobody would give a damn now. Well, maybe they would. The NFL is still kind of funny on marijuana. The NBA, with its latest collective bargaining agreement, they said, hey, go ahead and smoke all you want. But there's always going to be somebody out to get one of these players, out to manipulate the draft process. That's just the name of the game. Judge them on what they do on the field. And having said that, I do want to give you these updates. Chase Young, who you haven't seen a lot of on an NFL field because he blew his damn knee out. He only played 3 games this past season. The year before that, he only played 9 games. The Washington Commanders said no to picking up his contract, his 5th-year contract. He's eligible to be a free agent at the end of the year, and you can't be all that shocked or surprised because Ron Rivera, he was basically asked about this last week. Hey, what y'all going to do with Chase Young and his 5th-year option? This is what head coach Ron Rivera had to say.
Don't worry till May 2nd.
To make a decision or to announce something?
Well, that's what we have. We have till May 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah, they have until May 2nd. Well, guess what? Today is April 26th. 26th. It ain't do squat, but not pick him up. I think that's pretty clear. Somebody who did get his 5th-year option picked up, his name is Joe Burrow. That means he's going to be in Cincinnati. What a surprise for the 2024 season. And guess what you also shouldn't be surprised about? Joe Burrow landing an extension that extends him past 2024 that pays him in excess of $50 million. You can probably look for that once the NFL draft gets settled and the rookies, you have an idea what they will be paid. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Joe Burrow, success in college, so far a success in the NFL. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about individuals who have not had success. It's a top 6 list. We're going to take a look at some of the biggest quarterback busts that the NFL has ever seen. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had one too many shots of tequila at your company party. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Hey football fans, Baldy here. I'm doing something special for this year's NFL Draft. Jason Lock and Four and myself are hosting the 2023 Odyssey NFL Draft Show. Join us on the first night of the draft, talking with local experts from our Odyssey podcast from across the country. And leading up to the draft, check out our podcast, In the Huddle. I'm going to give you some inside scoop on the best prospects for your favorite team. It all starts tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern on the free Odyssey app.